Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on June 9th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their true story based upon the theme, Oops, I Changed My Mind. Today's story comes to us from Caitlin Hoffmeister and is titled Real Job. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Steven. That cost me 6 seconds. I am a filmmaker and I love movies. I love watching movies, but I really, really love making movies because it is just really fucking hard, and I love things that are difficult to do. Not hard things, just difficult to do. I always wanted to be a filmmaker, but it wasn't like a tangible thing that I ever said out loud until I was working in Portland as a production assistant, which is someone just like goes and gets water and anticipates people's needs, very much like a waiter for people on film sets. And I liked doing that. It was really hard. It was definitely not paying my bills, but I had fun and I liked it. And I was working with a producer named Neil, who I was liking a lot and was teaching me a lot of things. And he was working on a movie called Wendy and Lucy that he had just finished production on it. And then I was starting to work with him on a different movie. I was working on a lot of indie movies, nothing that you've heard of. But this film Wendy and Lucy was by this woman named Kelly Reichart, who made movies in Portland. It was about Michelle Williams was the character, and she was kind of a young girl lost trying to figure stuff out in Portland. And I was a young girl lost trying to figure stuff out in Portland. So I was like, that's it. That's what I want to do. I want to be the person who brings real people's stories to life. Like, that is what I want to do. And I was finally able to put that into words and talk about that. But I was still a young girl lost in Portland, and instead of seeing myself that way, I just wanted to be Kelly Reichart, who kind of looks like me. She's like little and has dark hair but straighter, and she wears like a ski cap because she's tough, and like wears like those puffy vests. Like, people who get shit done wear those vests. And so whenever I imagined my future as like directing films, I was Kelly Reichart. I was like wearing that hat. I had straight hair and like those perfect swoop bangs that you people have. And I was just getting shit done and like pointing at things. And so I wanted to be Kelly Reichart. But it wasn't really happening fast enough. I was like working for Neil. He was really great, but movies take a long time. So I wasn't making a Kelly Reichart movie. So I was like, I'm going to go and learn all the things at film school. So I moved to Montana. Neil wrote me a very sweet, very Portlandy letter of recommendation. And I moved to Montana and started making student films. I was learning all the things I wanted to learn, like how to hold a boom and get the perfect sound. I'm not doing a very good job right now, but and how to edit and how to be an assistant director and be like the crew boss, kind of. And I even directed and wrote some of my own films, one with Lily Gladstone. And it was really fun, and I loved it. And I just got into it, and I got out of school, and I got a job editing for a YouTube channel. All my YouTube friends are over there. Which, they know it's a real job, but you guys probably don't know it's a real job, editing for a YouTube channel. I was like, call my family, and I was like, I got a job, I'm an editor for a YouTube channel. And my nephew, who's like 16, was like, that's not a real job. Anybody can put things on YouTube. but I kept doing it, and they paid me. So, and I really liked it. I was having a blast, and I liked the people I worked with, and I liked what we were doing. And all the while, I was still kind of wondering, is this a real job? It wasn't my dream. I hadn't planned for it. So I was like, this is kind of what I went to school for, but what is it what I went to school for? Like, YouTube didn't exist when I was in college. And so, yeah. So I hadn't planned for it. And so all the while, but I liked it, and I kept doing it, and I kept doing more things. Like, it was a really small group of people, and when things came up that I wanted to do, I'd be like, I'll do that. Taking on more responsibility. But really, I was just being greedy, and I just wanted to do the fun things. And so I kept doing that, and then eventually I became the producer of our channel, SciShow, and which that we weren't sure if, I wasn't sure if it was a real job. We were like all as a group trying to figure that out because it wasn't a job until I had had it, really. And so I kept working on it, and I really liked it, and SciShow started having these like channel babies is what we called them. Like, there's a shoot-off called SciShow Space, and then I got another channel about animals, and then we started making a kids channel. And that was like, I was like, this is awesome. Like, I was directing and got to hire animators, and we picked our host, who I was already just enamored with, and we were making things, and it was in a really good spot, and we were about to launch. And then one day, this is 6 years after I moved from Oregon, and I still have an Oregon phone number because I was like, someday, Neil is going to call me and be like, Kelly and I are making a film. You're up, kid. And so I never changed my phone number, and that is the only reason. It doesn't make any sense. And so one day, Neil is making a film in Montana with Kelly Reichart. And so he had the same phone number, and I had the same phone number. And he called me up and asked if I wanted to be the script supervisor, which is a really fun job, and one that I dreamed about doing when I was in Portland. And I was like, when is it? When are you filming? I'm going to be best friends with Kelly Reichart. And it was about the time that we were going to launch SciShow Kids. So we kind of both were like, oh. He's like, what are you up to? So I told him, and he was like, he's older than me, so he's like, YouTube producer, huh? He didn't know if it was a real job either. But so we both kind of, he's like, sounds like you're busy, probably not going to work out. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's not going to work out. And so then, and I was like sitting at my desk talking to him at work. And then I recommended some people, and we were like, okay, that's okay, bye. And I got off the phone, and then I just like stood up and like had my hands on my head, and nobody else was at work, and I just was like, weird. And so I kind of just let it go. Like, my dream job was not going to happen. And that was okay. I liked my job. I wasn't sure if it was my dream job, but I liked my job, and it wasn't going to happen because of timing. So then a couple more days go by, and they found a script supervisor, but Neil calls me again, and this time they need a second assistant director. And that does not sound important, but it's a really cool job. Because you have the director, and then you have the assistant director, and then you have the second assistant director, and they're like over here and doing scheduling and stuff. But the second is right with the first assistant director and the director. So I'm the one who's like, Kelly, what do you need? Do you need this? Okay. And then I would have like a vest and a coat and a hat. And you just like go around and like whisper in people's ears and be like, get this shit done. Kelly wants that. And so that would have been a really cool job. But I was like, it's still like, working on film sets is kind of like a temp job too. And I was like, I would have to quit my, what's now probably a real job. And I'm not ready to do that. But I also was really sad because I was also not ready to be a responsible adult who's going to turn down my dream job for my responsible, I wear a hat in this real job, I guess, for my responsible 40-hour-a-week job. And that my 24-year-old self was like, what are you doing? So, but I just would feel like a jerk if I left SciShow Kids after I hired all these people and we were making good progress and I was excited about it. So I recommended some people out of state. There weren't really many Montanans that do that, because Montana's not like a Hollywood town, but there's not like a lot of Montanans. So I recommended some people out of state. Neil called him. That was it. We were done. So still feeling like kind of mourning for my 23, 24, 28-year-old self that I just got gone. Thanks, Reed. Kind of mourning for my younger self letting go of this dream job and still not knowing how to think about it. But then a couple of more days go by, and a friend of mine who was working on the production crew very sweetly called me up and was like, all the out-of-state people you recommended are busy. Are you sure you don't want to do this job? So my dream job called me three times. And I was so thankful for her, because she's like, I want to hear it from you if you want to do this job. And I finally had this wonderful moment where I realized I didn't want to be Kelly Reichardt's second assistant director. I wanted to be Kelly Reichardt. But maybe I don't need a hat and a puffy vest. And I was doing cool things already, and even though I hadn't imagined it before, the job I kind of stumbled into was now my dream job. 0 seconds.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers. Brian Upton, Caitlin Hoffmeister, Tracy Worley, Stephen Begletter, Alex Alvier, Kelly Buma, Carla Thielen, and Lily Gladstone. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about themes for 2016. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening.